While much of our world after Christmas Day and New Year's is moving on now from the holidays, as Catholics, we continue to celebrate Christmas still. For another week, actually, till the feast of the baptism of our Lord next Sunday. And today's feast of the Epiphany is not a mere afterthought to what we celebrated on Christmas Day. The Epiphany really kind of brings to a completion, a consummation, puts a period or maybe an exclamation mark upon the mystery of Christmas. Because these three magi who come to Bethlehem to pay homage to the newborn king are Gentiles. They are not of the Jewish people. And so they represent to us the truth that Jesus Christ, born, yes, a descendant of Abraham, a Jew, the promised Messiah for the Jewish people, is given, however, not just for the Jews, but for all the nations of the world. This is why our second reading today from St. Paul speaks to this, that the Gentiles are co-heirs with the Jewish people. That's good news for all of us who are not descendants of the Jews, that Jesus is a Savior for the whole world, for every one of us. And so today we see our nativity is complete with the arrival of the three magi and one camel. I'm not sure what happened to the other camels. I guess two of them had to walk. But they've made it to Bethlehem. And it's interesting, actually, to think about all of these characters, the figures who are present there at the manger. All of them, except for the magi, received the gift of a visit from an angel. Our Lady, of course, in the Annunciation, welcomed Gabriel and the word that Gabriel spoke, by which it was explained to her that she was going to give birth to the very Son of God, the promised Messiah. She knew well what was happening there in the cave in Bethlehem. And St. Joseph, too, as we know in his dream, had a visit from the angel to reassure him that he had a part to play. That he was to take Mary into his home as his wife and not to be afraid because the angel told him the child to be born of her is of the Holy Spirit. And even those lowly shepherds that made their way to Bethlehem did so because they had this glorious apparition of the angels singing the Gloria that we echo every Sunday and feast day. The angel told them that the Savior had been born and they would find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. What a grace Mary and Joseph and the shepherds received, and the magi, the wise men, they didn't have this gift. No angel came to explain to them what had happened. They simply noticed the star in the sky. There's all kinds of speculation of what exactly was occurring in the sky on that night. Actually, if you're interested to learn more, there's a really fascinating podcast that was published just this week called, it's on the Catholic Answers Focus podcast, an interview with Jimmy Akin, a Catholic apologist, who speaks about what this may have been in the heavens. If you're interested in astronomy, you'll find it very fascinating. But whatever this star was, it didn't speak to them. It didn't say to them, go to Bethlehem, you'll find there the newborn king of the Jews, where you can worship him lying there in a manger. But they, in their stargazing and in their theories of what the signs in the heavens meant, came to understand that the star symbolized the newborn king for the Jews. And so they made their way to pay him homage. And who would blame them if when they got to Bethlehem and found merely this poor family in a stable whose child was lying in a manger, who would blame them if they simply had turned around and went home? And said, we must have gotten something wrong. Clearly, this is not a king. But instead, the wise men model for us something absolutely central to our Christian life. They model for us the virtue of faith. The virtue of faith. They saw something rather ordinary. But they chose to believe that ordinary appearance merely veiled, covered over something extraordinary. And after this act of faith, what did they do? they worshiped. They knelt down in homage to the newborn king. This is so very important to us, for all of us, to learn this virtue of faith from the Magi. Because more often than not, the way that God works in our lives is very ordinary, seemingly in unimportant, insignificant things that veil or hide the presence of God. In fact, our experience of it is not very different from that of the Magi when we come here to church. Here is the primary place where we practice the virtue of faith that we see in the Magi. That's why practicing Catholics are those who come to Mass on Sunday. Because we come here to practice, to exercise the virtue of faith. And we come here guided by a light, just as the Magi were. Our light is not a star, it's a candle. That red sanctuary lamp that burns night and day here in our church. Just as the star guided the Magi to the place where the newborn king was there for them, so this candle guides us to this place where Jesus Christ waits for us. And just as that star led the Magi to something rather ordinary, an infant, so this candle leads us to something that appears rather ordinary. What looks like mere bread. And this is where faith comes in. Because as you know, our faith teaches us that what appears merely as ordinary bread to our physical senses is in fact the very Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, but now remains present to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity in our tabernacle. In a few moments here in Mass, right on the altar of our church. So when we practice the virtue of faith here, as it was for the Magi, so it is for us. We choose to believe the truth that God has revealed. And that act of faith is meant to lead us to worship. That's why we'll get on our knees in adoration of our Lord here on the altar. And then, by God's grace, as we go through our week ahead, having encountered our Savior here in such an ordinary way, we will make repeated acts of faith all week long in all those little ordinary, seemingly mundane occurrences of the week, that God is with us, that he's hiding, if you will, even in those most ordinary occurrences of every day, which are all opportunities to show our love for him. By being faithful to him and loving one another. May we learn this virtue of faith from the Magi and live it well every day of this week ahead. St. Patrick, pray for us.